We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Why didn't this become a thing? You know, Ohtani's first home run in Dodger Stadium became a deal.
Because Shohei Ohtani is a lying baby. Mm. That's why.
Mm. Okay.
I mean,
or maybe he was just lost in translation.
No, I think that, look, you want to have the discussion?
I don't know.
Okay, let's have the discussion. Shohei Ohtani is a fraud. Something's going on here. Like, nothing about him is real. That's my new conspiracy theory. Mm. I think everything about him that we've been told has been fraudulent. His dog is fraudulent. His marriage is fraudulent.
Because it came out of nowhere, both?
Well, it's not even that, bro. I think a lot of it is attached to this issue with his translator. And now a story came out that basically, he and the Dodgers lied about the way they treated a fan who caught that home run ball you mentioned.
And I feel it was a woman, right?
It was a woman, yes.
Right.
And they said, hey, if you give Shohei the ball, we're going to do this, this, and this for you. And Ohtani even claimed, yeah, I spoke to her. And she's like, it never happened.
Of course he didn't speak to her because he doesn't speak English well enough to have that kind of conversation.
No, but he could have spoken with her, the translator.
Oh, I see.
I don't think we're being technical here. I just think we're starting to get hints now that Shohei Ohtani is not who we think he is. And look, are we going to make a big deal out of it in New York? Probably not. We'll see where this investigation goes into his translator. But we're starting to get the breadcrumbs that Shohei Ohtani is like a fraud. Mm. I feel bad saying it. I got nothing personal against him.
It's hard to say that because he's so good and he comes off as so genuine.
Well, I didn't say he wasn't a great baseball player. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying everything about him now I think you question.
But I'm saying he also comes off as very genuine and direct.
Wow.
And straightforward.
I don't believe that anymore.
But I don't know.
Are you relieved as a Met or Yankee fan that Soto didn't want us? I mean, Shohei didn't want us?
No. Here's why I wouldn't go that far. Because he's a great baseball player. And if we had a guy who is this fraud in New York, I mean, we would deal with it if he performed well enough. I mean, you put a banner up for Alex Rodriguez.
He's a champion. You shut your mouth.
I mean, am I wrong?
I mean...
what am I missing?
I mean,
you cared about what he...
Oh, cats got your tongues? Both of you guys don't want to speak anymore?
Shohei is potentially betting on baseball.
Okay.
Alex wasn't betting on baseball.
I never compared what they did. I'm just saying that... Sean said, are you relieved that Ohtani didn't come to New York? I'm like, no, we've had frauds here before. As long as you perform at a high enough level, we would deal with it. Would we talk a lot about it? Yeah. Would we debate Ohtani being a fraud like all the time on this radio station? Yeah. I'm going to mention it today. We're all going to move on because we don't give a rat's ass.
Not for nothing. Shohei is lying about meeting a girl for a ball when A-Rod couldn't give enough balls to girls in the stands. Big difference.
Yeah, true. Who would you rather have?
Alex.
Especially because he brought you a championship. How many times did the Angels make the postseason?
With Shohei Ohtani on the
right.
team?
None.
That's a big fat zero. Tommy's calling from Secaucus. Hey, Tommy.
How you doing, guys? First time calling. Love the show.
Appreciate it.
What's up, man?
Soto, as a lifelong New York Rangers fan, I'm going to tell you something. In 1991, the New York Rangers acquired Mark Messier. The love affair began, and it still goes on today.
Good point.
Through the Catching of Heroes parade, If Juan Soto can do that, God bless him, but I don't think he does.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got it. Basically, what Juan Soto needs to do is guarantee a victory in a big-time spot. Which, by the way, I wouldn't put it past Juan Soto and his personality. Like, it would not surprise me.
Really? He doesn't seem, like, cocky like that.
No!
I could see a Game 7 ALCS where we get the front page of the paper, we will win tonight from
Juan
Soto.
Yes, I could, too. Absolutely, I completely agree. Aaron Judge would never do that.
Right.
That's just, not his personality.
He would just play New York, and Fenway and hope people
know.
Yeah,
but it's one thing to say, we're going to win tonight.
Yeah.
Versus saying, I guarantee you we're winning tonight.
Well, what exactly did Mark Messier say before that game against the Devils?
We will win tonight.
Yeah, so there you go. It's kind of the same thing. Like, you're parsing the word on it. We talk about it as a guarantee, but all he said was, we will win tonight. And the way I envision it is, it wouldn't be in a seventh game. It would be the Yankees are down 3-2 with a game 6 at Yankee Stadium, and the Astros are looking to close the Yankees out. And Juan Soto will be sitting there in his locker, and Mike Vaccaro, one of the great reporters in our town, is going to go up to him and say, you know, Juan, Yankees have been in this spot before. Are you guys going to lose to them for the fifth time in the postseason? 15, 17, 19, 22.
Yeah, so now, bait him. So
bait him a little bit.
Bait him into saying, no, we're going to win.
And Juan will look up at Mike Vaccaro and said, let me tell you something. I wasn't on those teams. Tonight, we're going to win. We're going to win this game. And you could write that down. That's how Juan Soto would say it. So I don't know if he actually used the word guarantee, but I could see a defiant Juan Soto.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.